But I played a clip for you right there from back in April, and that was Drake May in the second one. The first one was Brissett yesterday talking about how he expects to start this weekend, and the second clip you heard there was Drake May back in April, right after he got drafted, with Jones Mego and myself asking him about his plans and what may be happening, and it was that he said he wants to start. He's ready to do anything and whatever is best for the team. He wants to learn from Jacoby, but that he did want to start. And this was, I mean, it seems like a million years ago now that he got drafted. And, you know, there's just been so much talk about who it's going to be and when Brissett's going to pass the torch over to May and when May's finally going to get in there, going all the way back to, like, you know, camp and everything. Like, this has been one of those topics that has just really dragged on, going all the way back to really one of those statements and maybe even beyond that. And I just think it's interesting now that it's been Tommy Curran, Adam Schefter, several other people now coming out with reports, with leaks, little drips and drabs that Drake May could make his debut as a starter this upcoming weekend. We may get a quarterback announcement today. If it doesn't happen this week, when will it happen? I think that's a good place to start. But do you think it happens this week, Andy Hart?
I do. I think we're probably going to get some clarification tomorrow, as I said in the crossover. If history is any indication, Jerod Mayo probably has his squad meeting tomorrow morning, and then Schefter and Crapsheet immediately thereafter tweet it out, and we're well on our way into the Drake May era. You know, obviously for Drake May, we've had this whole debate going on outside the building.
Right.
But if you're Drake May, and we just heard him, he wants to start. Why wouldn't he want to start? Everybody wants to start. Everybody wants to play. Everybody thinks they're good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're watching the other young quarterbacks start and improve and get better. Caleb Williams is getting better. Jaden Daniels was pretty good all along, and he has the team kind of rolling. Bo Nix has had his ups and his downs, but right. He's out there gaining experience, having fun.
3-2. They're right? All 3-2.
Showing that he fits in, kind of thing. And you're just kind of taking your 30% behind Jacoby Brissett for a 1-4 football team that plays one game then that's worse than the last every week, right?
Yeah.
Like every game offensively, you're not as good. You're not putting up points. You're missing opportunities. And I don't think he's blind to the struggles or the challenges that he'll face. But you got to think the competitor he is says, if I was on the field on Sunday, we win that game.
Yeah.
Like I find a way.
We might have a winning record right now if I've been on the field.
And
this
he should
whole
time. Feel that. He yeah. absolutely should feel that. And that is what you want in your competitor. And I think the team is now starting to feel it. And there's just so much smoke here. I find these interesting. Like, where did this come from?
I know.
Reese kind of said, oh, his tone changed. And it was like, yeah, it kind of did, I guess. But does that mean he's making a switch? And then Schefter says.
And Reese is going to say something after that based on a tone? Like,
yeah.
You know, that seems,
it's,
for
it
him.
It seems weird.
He's a pretty responsible reporter. Like, he doesn't usually put a report out based on tone.
It's like everybody knows, but nobody is willing to report it. Everybody thinks it, but isn't willing to say, per source, Drake May will start against the Texans on Sunday. But everybody. Like, even, you know, I wasn't aware of this. You told me you saw it. I saw it on the text line that even the fantasy sites are projecting Drake May
daily
points.
Fantasy sites, yeah. Where you
somebody
can pick
said,
them.
Like, ESPN has him with 24.6 points projected on Sunday.
24.6 points.
That's a pretty good game, no?
Yeah, it is.
That's a pretty good game.
I don't know what kind of scoring they have, but that seems like a good score, yeah.
Makes me want to watch whatever that game is. If he has 24 points, feels like he's doing some things that I'm going to enjoy watching, and I'll probably, as of Monday, actually Sunday night on the post-game show for Six Rings, be saying, why'd we have to wait 5 games before we saw this if he gets those points and is making some plays? So, yeah.
24 points generally implies like 2 touchdown passes and like a bunch of yards, right? Isn't that?
And it can't be like
usually,
6 picks.
Usually that's what it is.
It'd be minus points for all the picks, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think he had like a horrific Nate Peterman benching kind of pick performance. No, it just feels like everybody knows and we're just waiting for Jerod to the same way week one. Ah, Jerod's got to tell the team, and he owes, and he's going to come out and say, I talked to the quarterbacks, I talked to the team, I talked to AVP, and we've decided to start Drake on Sunday against the Texans. I fully expect to hear that tomorrow. If I don't, prepare for me to be a very cranky, depressed, disappointed host too around 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.
But won't you also have your silver lining? That being that they're probably going to keep on losing and you want them to lose and get a better draft pick and a better draft position, which they may not do if Drake May plays. Isn't that sort of been your in the background?
Yes.
You're like backup take this whole time?
Yes, but I fully believe that Drake May will lose to C.J. Stroud and the Texans on Sunday.
Sure.
But I'll be entertained in the loss.
But he'll be playing now. Like, this is going to be him for the rest of the season, and he may win more. We think he'll win more games than Brissett will.
Yeah, I'm not sold on that. I have no idea who's going to play. This team is a crap hole. more than just the quarterback position.
Sure is.
Right? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of issues on both sides of the ball across the board. We've all seen the little graphics of captains dropping like flies through injuries and whatever the hell else is going on. So, no, I'm not putting that kind of pressure on Drake May that he is going to be the cure-all and going to win games. I just want Drake May to play. I want him to gain experience, and I want them to lose most of their games so that Drake May has created highlights and energy and fun and entertainment and maybe just a little bit of a, hey, I'll go play with Drake May for T. Higgins or one of those guys across the league, and yet I still want to pick in the top five picks in the draft.
Okay, well, what if it was one or the other? Let's say right now the Patriots are on pace for the first overall pick. I think they have the weakest strength of schedule, and they're tied at 1-4 with a bunch of other teams, and I think that out of all of them, they have the worst schedule, so that they would be picking first right now. Would you rather the Patriots pick first overall or outside the top 10, but May looks good, and May wins enough games to get them picking like 11 or 12 or something like that? Which one of those two things would you prefer?
What do you mean by good? Like, we have a franchise QB good?
Yeah, like how Herbert looked his rookie year. They didn't win many games, but like he looked good, and you knew you had something there.
Now, if I have the number one pick, does he look bad? I need to get all the details of this either.
If it's the number one overall pick, he probably doesn't play. He probably doesn't play. Like, that means you don't see him much this year.
I'll take the number 11 pick, and Drake May is a franchise QB, and I'm already figuring out how many hundreds of millions of dollars I'm handing him.
I would take that, too. I would take that
easily.
That's
what it's all about. It changes everything.
It does. It makes
everything
different.
The sun will be brighter in New England if Drake May. Now, I'm being serious. Like, everybody will view things through a brighter lens, through a clearer lens. There will be hope. There will be expectation. There will be it changes. Even Bill said it the other night. What was I listening to? Oh, last night. I've been in a bit of a podcast rut.
Oh?
I was being good co-host, too.
Wait, you run out of Bible verses?
No, I've been trying to, like, do show prep. I was like, oh, I got some time, and I saw Bill Belichick's Let's Go podcast with Jim Gray, the one that used to be with Brady. Now it's Bill.
Wait, what?
You remember the old Brady podcast,
Let's Brady's Go? Brady's Let's Go podcast with Jim Gray is now hosted by Bill Belichick?
Jesus Christ.
I did not know
this. Where you been for six weeks?
All right, he's got about 50 other jobs. I didn't know that he also took over Brady's podcast.
Yeah, he took over that with Jim Gray. And this week's episode, I got an email like promoting it. It had Coach Krzyzewski on, Nick Saban, Joe Torre with Bill. It was like this like coaches roundtable. I was like,
that sounds brutal, honestly.
It was.
Yeah, that sounds brutal.
It's like 30-something minutes I can never get back. If I were an aspiring coach or a franchise builder, I probably would have listened to it.
It was bad enough with Brady and him just, tickling each other for 20 minutes. That sounds awful.
And they do that sneaky thing where they just like jam commercials in when you don't expect them. It's not like it's 10 minutes commercial, 10 minutes commercial, 10 minutes commercial. It's like you're listening in mid-sentence almost. There's like a commercial from somebody, and it's like, you son of a. But in that, Bill was talking about how the quarterback can change everything. He actually acknowledged. He said, you got to have players and coaches and people and organization. And he's talking about, and then he goes, of course, it makes it easier if you have the quarterback. And that's the perspective I would take. If I have the quarterback, immediately, is Gerard Mayo a better head coach? Yep. Is Alex Van Pelt a better coordinator? Yep. Everybody's better if you get Drake May showing he's a franchise QB. So, yes, even though the Andy Hart plan, also, we've already started the process. My guy Will Campbell, short arms, talking about maybe he's not a tackle.
Really?
So, his draft stock is falling. Maybe I can get him at 11 now.
Interesting. I didn't know that about him.
Yeah, he might have to pump into guard in the NFL, like Matt Light, same thing.
His arm, he had short arms?
Oh, yeah, Matt Light was a short arm guy.
Well, he played left tackle for a long time.
That's my point. Yeah. Now I have Drake May as a stud, and I get Will Campbell at 11. Maybe things are looking up again.
Maybe. With the first overall pick, obviously, or something in the top five, then you know you're probably getting a blue chipper. You don't know that you're necessarily getting that beyond 10.
Sure.
And I think that's something that, we'd be okay with. Unless you look at this roster and you think, and people have said this, so I'm not just pulling this up out of nowhere. I'm not just playing devil's advocate here. A lot of people have said that you can't put Drake May out there because the rest of the roster's not good enough, right? I mean, isn't that a common refrain that we've heard all season long? This roster's not good enough. How do you get a better roster? You pick top five.
Gerard Mayo yesterday to Bob Soucy, and I don't know if we still have that clip, when Bob Soucy said, wait, is Kendrick Bourne being back and the offensive line solidified with Onwenu at guard? Could that help prepare for a quarterback? And what did he say? I forgot the exact words.
I don't remember.
But it was basically, that's a fair assessment, Bob.
Okay.
That's a fair assessment, Bob. So all that's changed. They are much better suited for a rookie quarterback this week than they were last week, thanks to Bourne playing receiver and Onwenu moving to guard. And the line solidified, sort of.
Do you believe that, or are you just saying it?
No, I think that's him giving reason why he can do it now when he couldn't do it before.
Right, but
that's
that was
a fair assessment, Bob.
Do you believe that?
Assessment, Bob.
Do you believe that?
No, but I'll take it. To me, that was him pre-answering questions. That was him laying
but
the foundation
for you're saying if you don't believe
May.
That, you don't believe the roster's good enough, right? You don't think it's good enough to put
I've
him
out I've
never
believed it was going to be good enough. Okay. So that's why I said you have to redshirt him. Those people that said, wait till the roster is ready for him.
There's no way that's going to happen.
That's not this year.
Right.
So that was stupid. But at least Mayo, with that quote, is sort of appeasing those people, those critics, those questions. And I think that's another sign here that Drake May is going to play.